Welcome to Quillsword Blogcast. Is it really about Trump? Good grief, no. What do they teach you kids these days? Look, I think Trump was a dang sight better president than he had any right to be, but that doesn't mean he was all that great. I agree with him politically, but his administration left something to be desired in the actually getting stuff done department. To his credit, he gave a decent try at every major promise he made on the campaign trail. But he left more than a few shy of the finish line. Am I voting for him again? Yepers. Not perfect is not even close to not good. Also, we spent a heck of a lot of money on his training. Kind of stupid to not put him back to work. I suspect round two will be much more productive. And that is kind of the problem for the Democrats. The smart move would have been to let Trump just be. Politics has a way of messing up every president's plans. Even if not, Trump had no successor in the wings, so letting him finish out his eight was unlikely to shift the political spectrum more than a bit. Which is not what they did. In all probability, that is because leadership was well aware that the Democrats were bleeding support in their base. A significant shift to the right in the Republican Party might be a threat, and that was more than they were willing to chance. Letting the craziest part of your party's base run the show does not win the all-important center. Oh, I know, you've heard we're all polarized. Nah, the bases are, but they always are. 20-plus years of the Republicans seeding the mainstream media and with it the public square created the illusion that Democrats were still the majority party. Everything remotely conservative was deemed right-wing, while the extreme left-wing ran increasingly wild. Then Obama took off the lid with the gay marriage thing. Without the gays as the vanguard cause, there was no way to tell the nutcases that they had to wait their turn, at least no way to do it any longer. The strategic argument no longer made any sense. A strong conservative president simply freaked out the base, especially after being assured Clinton would win. Instead of realizing that the media and leadership had sold them out, the base dragged the leadership into their insane world. It's pretty easy when the majority of your party are simply identifiers. Identifiers? Oh, it just means that the folks who are so used to being part of a particular party that they keep voting that way even though they no longer agree with much, if any, of the party's platform. These folks are voting on autopilot, which is fine, until your base goes nuts and identifiers start realizing that they're voting for craziness. Most folks won't deliberately vote for crazy. The process of changing parties is usually slow. Hey, it took me 10 years to admit I was a Republican despite how I was voting, and I knew all of this stuff. Identification is powerful stuff. Powerful, but not invincible. And people do eventually gravitate to the party that best represents their beliefs. This process gets a turbo boost during a party system shift. Arguably, both parties are already done. The Democrats are only able to effectively fundraise with them with the very large donors. The GOP can't fund it at all. Trump gets all kinds of small donors and a good deal from larger ones as well. Biden gets ice cream and a nap. Yeah, stick a fork in them. Both parties are done. The GOP is a little overly done. The Democrat Party is sushi. A Trump victory will seal the deal for the Democrats, and they know it. Which is why they are going absolutely ape trying to prevent Trump from even running. Trouble with that is the level of desperation draws more attention to their own lack of support. So they yell about being polarized to distract from the fact that they couldn't excite their own rank and file. No one votes for the Democrats anymore. At this point, they're just voting against something, and the rank and file isn't so sure what. Trump? Oh, come on, he wasn't nearly that effective. What he did do was get conservatism back into the mainstream spotlight. The liberal overreaction did the rest. 80 years of marching through the institutions brought the extreme left within striking distance of real power. What should have just been a setback has turned into a potential reversal. No, this isn't about Trump. It's about all those folks who actually believe in that freedom, truth, justice, and the American way stuff. Those folks have been getting peeks behind the curtain, and they don't like what they see. The usually pretty apathetic middle isn't willing to give up on government for the people and by the people. Those folks are perfectly willing to take back those misused institutions, and they flat out have the power to do it. Trump is just the symptom of the American people waking up to the danger of the extreme political left. That big bump in the center wants the U.S. to stay America. They may identify strongly with the Democrats, but they won't stay that way. They won't shift to the extreme right either. They are the middle, and they will vote accordingly, which is unlikely to be for the raging lunatics on the left.